And that means right now it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, everybody. It was a very, very rough night for yours truly. A lot of bad storms from Pennsylvania through New Jersey, New York City. Tornado warnings went out for New York City last evening. And the same front that caused that weather will do it again this afternoon and tonight.
And it will do it probably in a different place.
Well, maybe not. There is a marginal risk of severe weather across southwestern Connecticut and the lower Hudson Valley. Once you get further north, the risk diminishes. Doesn't mean there can't be thunderstorms. It's just not going to be severe. The strongest risk, again, this afternoon to tonight, New York City, southward. So we'll be watching for that. We're looking for sun and clouds, pleasant. Mid-70s today, but the showers will probably come into our neck of the woods by evening, and we'll have showers tonight, mid-50s. Cloudy with showers Thursday, and a thunderstorm, and the best chance of that is late in the day. This is for Thursday, tomorrow, mid-70s. Friday, any showers will end the morning, partly cloudy, not a bad day, 75 to 80. Let's put it this way. We're going downhill for the weekend. Whether we fly downhill or just creep downhill remains to be seen. But Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy with the chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day in the low 80s. And Sunday, cloudy with showers, highs only in the 60s on Sunday.
60s?
You got it.
I guess it's a good day to go to church.
Yeah, or sleep in. I have to tell you that I was able, before the rash of severe weather broke out yesterday, I was able to get myself to the theater to see Aladdin. And I will tell you, folks, I really didn't think that this was going to be a movie that I was going to hop up and down for. It is phenomenal. Disney pulled out all the stops. It is done to the best. I mean, what a movie this is. I absolutely walked away loving it. I love the special effects. I love the songs. I love the dancing. I love the acting. I love the whole thing. I give it a 10 plus. And before the movie, I had the opportunity to see the coming attractions to Godzilla.
Yes.
Which opens
Tomorrow, I think.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It opened on Friday.
Yeah.
Opens on Friday. And it was pretty action-packed.
Oh, gosh. I can already tell the Mothra and Godzilla are going to team up.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it, to go against Rodan, who was always I hated Rodan more than any other monster in the world.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to wait? Are you going to run?
I'm going to wait. Here's what I watched yesterday.
Some of what you watched was Second Chance.
Not yet. I watched Captain Marvel for the Marvel comic books. It's the last movie that was produced before what's his name from Marvel Comics died, and it is so good because it lays the groundwork. It's a prequel for all the other characters to come in. It was so... If you haven't seen any of Captain America or the Avengers or Thor or anything like that, you won't understand this movie. But if you've been a fan of those other movies, this is really a very good movie as a prequel that gives you the background, like Bumblebee was for the Transformers. It gives you a nice look at characters as they developed in their early stages. So I just got to watch Captain Marvel.
I could see if you had a choice between that and Second Chance, you'd watch Captain Marvel. I could easily see that. I am not one of those fans.
No, you have to be a Marvel comic fan from your
I'm just
early,
not.
And there are millions of us out there, millions, because Hey, you know, when I grew up, it was always DC Comics, DC Comics, Superman, Superman, Superman. And then all of a sudden, Marvel Comics comes out with this cast of incredible characters that just never seemed to stop as a kid. And I grew up really reading every Marvel comic book there was. So it's fun to watch these movies as somebody who's 60-some years old, 66 years old. It's fun to watch it.
Yeah, like I said, you have to be a fan. I'm not, if I had, you know, nothing better to do and that presented itself, yeah, I probably would watch it. But that wouldn't be my first choice.
But you've watched some Marvel movies because...
Oh, yeah, I have.
Because you like Guardians...
The Avengers.
The Avengers and Guardians of the Universe.
I love Guardians of the Universe. Yep, all of that I enjoyed. So, but let's put it this way. It wouldn't drag me to the theater. Well, and the only reason that I was dragged to the theater yesterday is because as an AMC member, on Tuesdays it's $5. Okay, so for $5, you not only get to see a hit movie, but you get free popcorn. Where are you doing that for $5?
No place. You can't even do it. Exactly. Can't even do it at your own house.
And it was, you know, it was really good. It was a perfect time in the afternoon. Nothing was happening. And I said, you know what? I could really just rip myself away for 2 hours and go see this movie because the mall, and I know you know of the mall, the Palisades Mall, is literally 5 minutes away from me. So, I mean, it was just the greatest opportunity to just drive down, parked right in front of the mall, walked in, went to the theater. Yeah, I had my seats picked out because I do everything online. So tickets were paid for, everything. So you just go in, you go to Will Call, you pick up your popcorn, you go, sit in your seat, hit the recliner button, relax in your recliner, watch the movie, get out. Most people get out, go home and relax. I had to work till 9:30 last night, but it was worth it.
See, my problem, if I went to a movie theater with reclining chairs, I would fall asleep. Even if I love the movie, I'd fall asleep. My body would say, okay, it's time for your nap. It's time for your nap. Doesn't matter if there's explosions. The only movie that I probably wouldn't go to sleep on would be Godzilla. That would be the only one that could keep my attention, probably. Other than that, I'd be knocked out.
Yeah, it was really, really so good. So, folks out there, whether you have kids or not, this is just not a movie for kids. This movie is for all ages, including... adults, including seniors. It is done fabulously. And if you ever went to Disney World or Disneyland and you loved that, you know, all the fantasy about it, you will certainly like this. I mean, just done to the hilt.
So that's Aladdin?
Yep. That's Aladdin. Hats off to Disney for a fabulous job. I hear they're doing something similar to Lion King. And that's going to be coming out shortly.
All right. Well, that's your movie.
So there you have it. Movies, weather, name it.
Weather. We talked a little bit of sports. The only thing we left out of here is politics, and we might as well leave that out because otherwise we'll get in trouble with somebody.
I think you should leave it out.
Yeah. We get in trouble with somebody. I don't. That's the reason I'm watching so many movies. I can't stand watching regular TV because even if you're not looking for news, they put on these news flashes, and all of a sudden you hear his name and you hear all the stories. And I'm just so tired of it now. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, last night, trying to watch America's Got Talent, they just kept breaking in on weather alerts last night. So, but, it never, you know, you saw the whole show. But after a while, you say, oh, goodness, not again. But the warnings kept changing last night. So, and it's dangerous. You know, you're talking tornadoes. So I got a call from Gary Garrison. He was at the lake last night, staying there because he's going back and forth to New York City. And he called me and he said, Pat, I have to tell you that I'm very scared. And I said, what is going on? He said, well, aside from the wind, he said, there is nonstop lightning and the sky is purple. And this was about, I would say about 9 o'clock. I said, well, stay away from the windows. He said, I'll be honest with you, I am definitely going down the basement. I said, really? He goes, I grew up here. He said, never saw anything like it. He said, I'm going down the basement. He said, and you may want to call your friend Rob across the lake because a little while ago I saw the lights on in his cabin and now they're all dark. But of course, it's propane.
Yeah.
And he probably shut them off because when you have strong winds like that and you have the mantles on the ceiling, the wind blows out the propane,
yeah,
the propane lantern. So I didn't get a chance to call him, but that was the report firsthand.
Well, I'm glad everybody got through it okay. And we'll check with you tomorrow and see if there's more of that for all of us.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be.
All right, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Matt Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.